Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Ellis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ellis. Melton reaches second base with a double. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman strikes out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak catches it and throws to first to double up Johnstone. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Patton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horlan moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Horlan moves to third. Williams moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horlan scores. Williams moves to third. Kelly moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Melton moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Ellis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ellis. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Harper applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Kubiak applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Briggs moves to second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Ellis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. May reaches second base with a double. Harper scores. Theobald moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. John Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Voss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKinney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak bunts towards the mound. Horland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodriguez moves to second. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 2 in the game. Patton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horland hits a line drive towards short. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bart Johnson now pitching. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to third. Ken Sanders now pitching. Roberto Peña now playing first base. John Briggs now playing left field. Bill Voss now playing right field. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morales bunts towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnstone scores. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Voss hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tipdino pinch hits for Eli Rodriguez. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-4 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Ron Theobald. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.